September 11, 2001, and everything began from here. The US blamed the Al-Qaeda terrorist group for these attacks. 26 days after these attacks, the Bush administration and his allies invaded Afghanistan to give a response to Al-Qaeda and its biggest ally, Taliban. In fact, it was a war against what Washington called war on terror. But almost 13 years on, the result seems to be something different.
For the US and its allies, annihilation of Al-Qaeda-led terrorism in Afghanistan was a pretext to follow their own interests, including expansion of the US hegemony in the region.
Annihilation of Taliban and its associates was only one part of the US-led forces' slogans here in Afghanistan, but war on narcotics was one of the other promises of these forces here. In this sector, again, there is no success.
The US and NATO not only failed to reduce poppy cultivation, but in my viewpoint, they intentionally supported the poppy cultivation to increase the number of addicts here. Of course, their main goal was to eliminate anti-invasion sense among Afghans.
Besides war on insurgency and narcotics, another sweet hope of Afghans was creation of peace and stability in their homeland under the US and NATO strategies. But the rising unemployment had already undermined this issue as well. In the meantime, no one can deny that since the ouster of the Taliban regime, the country has seen some positive changes like growth of media.
But it was not the main expectation of Afghans from their government's Western allies. Security and eradication of poverty are still considered as the greatest demands of these people almost 13 years after the ouster of the Taliban. The poverty is everywhere to see, and you even cannot get to the closest provinces to Kabul safely because of security threats. Amin Alami, Press TV, Kabul.